Time for our encore show for this Monday, the 18th of July, 2022. We're going back to the 23rd of July, 2021. R.C. Collins, who we haven't heard in a while, and I listened to just a small taste of this. R.C. Collins checks in. He is now part owner in his dad's bottling plant, and he gets his, quote, one ball busted by the crew. You know, R.C. lost a testicle. Yes, 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 with cancer, but he has the one, and it gets busted. Jeff Dowder also educates us on the Kraken and the Squeen, which is plural for squid. You may remember this show, you may not. Nonetheless, here it is, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
It is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. I'm Margaret Gray with General Shaw, Bud Dickman, and of course, Phil Hendry.
Thank you very, very much, Margaret, and welcome everybody to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show for this Friday. And we have got, we're coming to the end of the week. Man, it's, you know, it's time. You wanted to say something like, you're coming to the end of the week.
You're coming to the end of the week, no time, and not too soon.
And no, yeah, not soon enough. Not soon enough.
Yeah, that's it, not soon enough.
Took four of us to think of that. Okay, so we're coming to the end of the week, and it ain't no time soon enough. Well, whatever it is I'm trying to say.
Phil's had a tough week.
Well, it isn't so much a tough week. It's been a very busy week. I'm very, very grateful for all of the work and all the busy. And you know what I'm saying, man. I mean, it's nice to have stuff to do. But, Jack, it was crazy this week. And Jackie is, you know, getting ready to sell a house.
Now, how is she making progress?
She's making a lot of progress. But she's like, you know, it's a one-man band back there, man. I'm going to be going to Florida on the 31st through the 10th, barring some other commitments that may arise between now and then. But you know, whatever. I mean, as soon as we get that stuff done, we get on a plane, we'll go down there and help her with whatever it is she needs help with. I mean, it's...
And you have an 18-year-old dog that you're going to transport back to California. I think that's amazing. Bud Dickman.
Yeah, all right.
We are. We're going to get... And we're going to bring Kirby back in style, man. We're going to bring him back by way of a recreational vehicle, and he'll be comfortable, and he'll have all of his toys, and he'll... Because you can't put a dog that age... You're not going to fly an animal like that. No, no way. You don't put him in a kennel. You don't put him... And there's no airline that's going to let you take that dog into the cabin.
Well, what are these airlines that allow these service dogs?
Well, they're supposed to allow service dogs, but I don't see... I've never seen anybody bring a dog as big as an Irish Terrier. I mean, he's a big guy. They let you bring little dogs, and they let you bring cats or something like that.
Yeah, like a service cat.
What do you mean a service cat?
Do they have those, Mr. Henry?
I don't know. Maybe they do have service cats. If you consider cats to be jazz musicians. So, oh man, what a clunker. Thank you so very much. So that's going to be a challenge, but I think it's going to be fun, and we'll do some chronicling of our journeys as we travel back to California with Kirby with us. And what was the book, the Steinbeck book you keep... Travels with Charlie.
Oh, Travels with Charlie. That was John Steinbeck, who wrote the lovely book about him going...
Yes, travel around with a guy named Charlie.
It was a dog, okay? A dog?
Oh.
Yeah, the dog's name was Charlie. And Steinbeck...
Did you read it?
No, I didn't.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So, but I, you know, John Steinbeck is a... He doesn't need me to be reading his books. Everybody's read John Steinbeck's books.
I have. Just Steinbeck.
Steinbeck.
I think I read To Be or Not to Be. Is that...
No, you mean Of Mice and Men.
What?
Have you read any John Steinbeck?
God, Phil. Have you...
I don't know if I've read Steinbeck or not. I know the man is heralded. I know he's one of our great authors. That's all one needs to know. Who cares whether Galen Shaw or any part of me has ever read anything by John Steinbeck?
Wow.
Oh, great, Phil. What are you, a man of letters or something?
Yeah, do you know all about all the people...
Hey, let me tell you what. There's certain names you ought to know. John Steinbeck, Herman Melville. You know who he was?
Yeah, the rock band.
The rock band? I had to kick your ass.
Wait a minute, wait.
What do you mean the rock band? Not Herman's Hermit, you ass. Herman Melville. He wrote Moby Dick.
Oh, yeah.
That's another one you didn't read.
You didn't either.
As a matter of fact, yes, I did read Moby Dick. And no, I'm not going to go into a synopsis.
All right, well, you had to read it, I'll bet, Phil. There's a lot of books I was supposed to read in high school that I never got around to reading. I read a lot of Jack Kerouac. That's as good as it got for me.
Oh, that's great.
Well, what's wrong with Jack Kerouac?
Nothing. He just ain't no Herman Melville, and he damn sure wasn't John Steinbeck. Or Jack Steinbeck.
Yeah, that's right. He wasn't that either. Okay, so we're going to stop with this folderol and this just jaw-jacking, gas-bagging, bull stuff. Right, and get into the show here. And this is an interesting surprise. Bud, why don't you tell the story?
Well, yeah, I was over at Puderman's miniature golf. And
what was the place?
Puderman's miniature golf, so we're off the freeway.
Some guy just bought it. What do you mean, Puderman's miniature golf?
That's the name of the place. I bet it was,
I think it's Roy or Steve.
It's Roy Puderman bought it.
Is that the one, the golfing stuff over there?
No, it was right next door to it.
So anyway.
Yeah, so anyway, I was over there, and who do I see? Who do I see that I haven't seen in a couple of years is R.C. Collins, and we got him.
Oh, my God, R.C.
Yeah, we got him on the line here from, I don't know where he's at. He's at the plant, apparently.
Hey, R.C., it's Phil and everybody. How you feeling, man?
Hey, Mr. Henry, I'm feeling pretty good. This is pretty exciting.
Are you're up at your father's bottling plant, right?
Yeah, he's a manager.
That's right. I'm managing my dad's plant right now, as my father currently is in semi-retirement. And so, you know, I'm doing the funky chicken, too. And I'm having a lot of fun doing it. And also, as I mentioned, or if I didn't mention it, father has made me part owner.
R.C., that's fantastic. So you are now like a regular rolling businessman. R.C., this is General Shaw. So your dad has cut you into the business, huh?
Yes, he very much has. We're doing pretty good. We're a bottling plant, basically, and that means that we do the bottling of different, you know, sodas and effervescents and stuff like that.
Well, can you mention some of the products?
Yeah, we bottle up Freud, which is a cola drink, and we bottle.
Wait, hold on for a minute. Freud. How do you spell that?
F-R-O-Y-D. It's a lot of off-brand stuff, but it's stuff that we feel very deeply will be making its way in the marketplace very, very soon, for quite some time. You know?
Yeah, a lot of the stuff they're bottling up, Nukin's old iced tea, they're bottling up Freud. You got that lemon-lime drink called Stir Crazy, right?
We do. We just got the contract for Stir Crazy. So a lot of these drinks are maybe off-brand, but we feel that they're going to be players in the soft drink business.
Well, R.C., that's fantastic. Are you a part of the decision-making?
Yes, I am, along with Father, who is, you know, if you could take my father's brain and put it in my head, that's what we got going on here. We're a symbiosis, and it's symbiotic and stuff.
Well, R.C., I want to congratulate you. I think that's fantastic. You have had quite a colorful life.
There's a lot of stuff I've done, and I also want to thank everybody at Bradley Military Academy for, you know, giving me the manhood and giving me the manhood and everything.
Now, R.C., I know that you guys, you and Bud used to give each other a hard time, but you guys wind up playing miniature golf over there. What is it? Puderman's?
Yeah, it's over at John or Steve Puderman. What was it?
It's Roy or Juan Puderman.
Juan Puderman, yeah. They bought the golf course, the miniature golf next door to golf and stuff, and that's what it is.
I'm talking to R.C. Collins right now, who is gone from... We knew you, R.C., when you were a goth kid, and then you went to Bradley Military Academy, and now you're, now you're a businessman.
Yeah, it's been a pretty exciting time.
Yeah, been from the times when we used to, like, sit here and break each other's, you know what, break each other's testicles.
Would you watch the language? Okay, watch it, bud.
Well, that's what it was, though, except of the fact that I couldn't really say that to him.
Talking about breaking my, I have had, you know, testicle cancer, Mr. Henry.
No, I know that, and you had one removed, right?
Well, yeah, I did, okay? And on account of that, every time he says, yeah, remember the time I used to break your, may I use the word, Mr. Henry?
All right, for our purposes, go ahead.
Well, he'd say, yeah, remember all the times I used to break your ball? And I go, what do you mean, break my ball? He goes,
well, yeah, because you only have the one ball. So I'd say I break the one. I remember when I used to break your ball. He gets all upset.
Because the saying is break your balls, okay? You don't just go around, oh, excuse me, do you have two balls or did you have one taken from testicle cancer?
All right, there's no point in getting into an argument about this.
Well, it's a matter of semantics and everything, you know? That's always, Miss Gray, just a matter of semantics.
Oh, yeah, right. Well, I mean, I don't want to get an argument about it, but the fact is, when you say to a guy, yeah, remember when I used to break your one ball, and I go, well, thanks a lot for that.
I mean, what am I supposed to say? Yeah, I used to break your ball. And the thing that I settled on, I said, remember when I used to break your balls, but then minus one.
Oh, get out of here, man.
All right, bud, what's the point?
The point is I was just trying to be accurate. I'd say, yeah, remember back in the day when I used to break the ball.
Yeah. Yeah, he goes, but I used to break the ball. And I go, you mean break my balls? He goes, well, no, you can't, on account of you only have the one testicle. And I'm going back and forth, and I go, well, yeah, but the saying is break the... So he goes, well, how about if I break you... How about if I say, remember back when I used to break your balls, then minus one?
Break your balls, minus one.
No, it's not break your balls. It's remember when I used to break your balls, then minus one.
Okay, this conversation is asinine. All right, let's get off to whether you broke one ball or two. RC, I'm glad that you're happy and healthy. Have you thought about, is there a young lady in your life?
Not right. You know me. I get around. And there's no one woman for me. Not just yet. I want to make sure that I put my roots down in the business world before I decide to bring a lady in the picture.
RC, speaking about that, how is your mother?
My mother remarried to a gentleman by the name of Mark Calavu. He's the sheriff of La Belugna County, which is up in the foothills of the Sierra Nevadas. She's doing very, very well, and you know, I talk on the phone with her once a week, and she sends her very best.
Well, your mother sends her best, what, to our show?
Well, yeah, I mean, she doesn't know who you are, but I like to say that she sends her best.
Well, as long as she's happy, man. So she's remarried. This guy's a police officer, huh?
Yes, he's a police officer. He's the main police officer of La Belugna, the county and the municipality of the county seat, which is Baloney Town.
Bullshit.
I'm only kidding.
Is your mom remarried or not, man?
My mother is remarried. She is married to Mark Calcavu, and he is the sheriff of La Belugna County. But the county seat is Bodine City, and he's the main law enforcement officer there. I mean, the sheriff there that covers all of it.
Baloneyville. That's where you live, RC.
Well, I'll tell you, General, there was a time when I lived in Baloney City, but right now I live in Get Realville, because that's where I live now. I live in Realville, and I live on 123 Get Real Street.
Well, RCI, for one, I'm very happy to hear that you're doing well in business and in your private life, and when you finally get a girl to settle down with, let us know.
I will. I absolutely will.
Well, you know, and also if there's something you want to tell us, that's okay, too.
What is that supposed to mean?
What are you talking about?
Well, I don't know, man. It's you, if you want to, you know.
If I want to do what? Hey, Jake, I get more of it than any rental car you or Vivian ever lowered it right down into and just kind of wiggled it around, okay? You know what I talk about.
You're talking about the woman that I love.
I'm not talking about her specifically. I'm just saying that wherever you sat, I get more of that you sit down in than any bucket seat you or anybody else can mention.
Okay, thanks so much for that, RC. We know you're doing really well, and you got the business to maintain, and I hope you guys hook up again at Puderman Miniature Golf.
Yeah, you're laughing. I made a joke about Baloney Town.
That's great. Good for you. Bud?
What?
Do you want to say goodbye?
We gotta be talking to him. I'm gonna call you as soon as we're done. I'm gonna call you when the show's over.
Yeah, okay. You got my number? It's 5-2.
Don't give the freaking.
I hung up on him.
Hey, RC, let me talk to him.
RC, you're giving your number out on the air, man. You're giving your number out on the air. Yeah. Baloney City.
Give me the phone, man. Hey, RC. All right, so you'll call Bud. RC, good to talk to you. You hear the general? Did you hear the general? The general. He said, RC, it's good to talk to you. Did you hear him?
Yeah, I did. I'm only kidding. I'm just telling.
Okay, there's R.C. Collins. Goodbye, R.C. Nice seeing you. Nice talking to you. Did you hear that? It was Margaret. I'm not potting it. Yes, he heard you. All right, thanks a lot. We're going to come back here on the... Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, Puderman Miniature Golf.
Do that off the air, will you?
Okay, I got to do it off the air. I'm just trying to break your one nut. I'm only kidding. What? Puderman. P-O-O. Give me that.
We'll see you later, R.C. Did he hang up?
No, I wasn't even talking to anybody. The line was dead.
Hey, quit fucking around, man. We got a show to do.
Sorry. You just said the F.
Phil, you just said the F word. I know it. We'll be right back. World famous Phil Henry Show.
Hi, it's R.C. Collins. Don't forget to get a backstage pass to the world famous Phil Henry Show website. And you go to that website, you're going to hear a lot of shows that I was on, because I was on that show for a long time, way, way, way back before a lot of people was.
R.C. Collins and more at the Phil Henry Show website. Listen to classic archived Phil Henry shows, quality stuff from me to you at philhenryshow.com. Get a subscription for a month or for a year. Here's RC to tell you more.
Get a subscription for a month or for a year.
At PhilHenryShow.com. Welcome back here, folks. The world-famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com. Our website. Great hearing from R.C. Collins. You know that he may be in business, but there's some things never change. He's still trying to
shovel the old...
Trying to shovel it.
Yeah, he may be trying to shovel it, but, you know, some things never change. What is this stuff with you, man, if you need to come out of the closet?
I don't know.
Well, you know what? That's none of your business. And until such time as he says it or doesn't say it, won't you look like the real jackass if he shows up with some Playboy bunny?
I doubt it. Seriously.
Yeah, and then learn how to talk, too, man.
God, you know, what a...
What a what?
Nothing.
All right, we are... Very happy to get on the line here with us. Haven't talked to. This is another guy we haven't talked to in a while, that not to any great degree anyway. It is Jeff Dowder, who's out there at the Grover Mall. Jeff Dowder, Grover Mall in Temple City. So Jeff, it's your main man here, Phil Henry. Tell me about it. The Kraken, the brand new hockey team, and also the mythic figure. This is what you've been studying here, right?
Yeah, I've been studying. I don't know what. I wanted to come on because the main point I wanted to make, I got in the middle of the mall here. I'm buying softball gear for my nephews. Here, you guys, then put it in the cart. I wanted to talk a little bit about the Kraken, the hockey team, yeah, but also the mascot that they have chosen. Because I think it's a little bit ill-conceived that I was one of the first people to come out and say, you know, the fact that the Seattle Kraken have decided to use that as a mascot is probably very unfortunate indeed.
Why do you say it's unfortunate?
Well, General, first of all, the Kraken was a mythical monster that inhabited the Atlantic, it's mythical, so we don't know if it ever really existed.
I think we could probably assume that it was based on something, but it doesn't really...
Yeah, you know, I got it, Ms. Craig.
I'm sorry.
But you're saying it's true, yeah. The Kraken is a large octopus or octopi-looking creature. And I say octopi, that's a plural for the octopus. So there's assuming there's more than one Kraken, you'd say...
Octopi.
Yes, sir, you would. And so... As sailors traversed the North Atlantic down through the many years, especially Nordic sailors of Norwegian extraction, or even Norwegians who were, Scandinavian Nordic, they would see giant squid, or the plural of them, which would be the gigantic squeen, all over, okay, the North Atlantic.
Excuse me, what do you mean squeen? That's the plural for squid?
Oh, yes, ma'am. Technically, that's a scientific. I mean, you could say there's squid.
Well, I mean, squid is the plural for... Squid is the singular and is the plural.
Yeah, for just regular people like you, Mr. Dickman, okay? But in the scientific community, the scientific singular is squid. In a multipod, they're called squeen. Okay, so you would technically say, I seen a multipod of squeen.
Or you might say, if your grammar is proper, I saw a multipod of squeen.
No, that's the whole thing, Mr. Henry. You say, I seen it. I know how you're supposed to apply I saw it, but when it comes to squeen...
Okay, you know, Jeff, I'm taking your word for this. If a plural of squid is squeen, that's fine. I get it. Okay?
Well, I can hear you laughing. You're sitting there dismissing it because you think I'm just a sun-baked stoner. And remember, Mr. Henry, I was educated at Caltech.
Understood, Jeff, but we don't know whether you actually graduated with a degree. But that's fine.
Hey, you know something, Ms. Gray? That's very, very hurtful and very, very insulting, too.
All right, listen, we have to turn down, or you need to do something to get away from that crowd, because it's very loud. It really is. The crowd's drowning you out.
All right, let me find it. Get around the corner. Hey, you guys, I'm on the radio. Yeah, so you got to be quiet. So, the squeen, and so the sailors would see squeen. And as they sailed, and they thought this was the Kraken. It was a monster that they talked about, the Kraken.
Okay, so they saw a Kraken, but huh? But if it existed, or does it not exist, Mr. Henry?
The Kraken is supposed to be gigantic, right?
Yeah, so then we get to the mythic version of squid, which is this Kraken creature, which is a gigantic octopus. And if you've seen motion pictures like It Came from Beneath the Sea, or if you've seen Jules Verne's 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea, or you saw Dovell Cupertino's The Thing from Way Down There, I don't know the name of it, but it was about a giant squid, or actually a pod of squeen that attacked Cleveland, because in that particular work, they're living in Lake Erie, you know.
I don't understand. So are we still talking about the Kraken?
Yeah, let's get it back to the Kraken if we could, Jeff, because we're going far afield here.
No, I know that, but you were talking about the origins of squeen, of the sighting of the Kraken, and I'm just saying, mythically, there was a reporting of a pod of squeen.
You're saying there was a reporting of a pod of squid. Pardon me, Jeff, if I just used my own word there.
Okay, so you're talking about one squeen. You're talking about one squid.
No, I'm talking about a bunch of squid, but just let me say this. They saw a bunch of them in Lake Erie.
Yeah, there was a reporting of if you want the Kraken, in Lake Erie.
When was this?
Oh, this is probably around the time of Christ. I mean, the archaeologists have noted in native people's drawings and oral traditions that right about the time of the birth of Christ, there is a pod of squeen, of giant squeen, otherwise known as Kraken, just off of Cleveland, Ohio. I mean, Cleveland didn't exist, but it would have been just off of Cleveland.
Okay, so that sounds like the most how do they know?
I told you, General.
Because of the archaeological and as Jeff said, the oral traditions of the native people. Question for you, Jeff. The Kraken, that is mythologic, and we're talking about actual squid here. So what is your problem with Seattle calling their hockey team the Kraken?
Well, I think it's a stupid name. So in other words, just because you live in Seattle, man, and there's the ocean's there, you don't have to call every team something having to do with the ocean. They got the Seahawks, they got the Mariners, or they used to have the Mariners. Well, yeah, they still have the Mariners. They had the Supersonic, but they're gone. And
well, that wasn't about the ocean. That was about their Boeing jet plant.
Yeah, I know, but hold on for a minute. What are you guys doing? Okay, I'm in here. I'm talking on a show. I'm talking on a podcast. And I can't be disturbed. So anyway, the Kraken is a mythic creature, and Seattle decides that even though the Kraken's origins are of Nordic and Scandinavian and the North Atlantic, they decide and that it's, you know, whatever, it's like a monster that destroys everything in its path, that the Seattle Kraken. So I'm just trying to give some clarity here that this is not a creature that has anything to do with the northwestern part of the United States. Number two, it's very possible that it was not a monster, but it was a pod of squeen, or squid, if you will, General. And those were not particularly aggressive.
Well, that was my other question. Are these squid, the giant squid that we talk about, they were not aggressive or dangerous?
No, ma'am, not at all. I mean, to the extent that if a lone swimmer or diver decided to go and antagonize the one singular squid, or there may be one, two, three, up to 10 squeen, then, you know, guess what? You got yourself a problem, friend. You know, have a nice day. You know, I hope you didn't rent that bathing suit, because I don't think you're going to get it back by 6 p.m. I'll jump out here.
Yeah. All right, man. So what have you communicated to the Seattle Club?
Well, I've just told them my findings. I've said, you may want to rethink the name. And Kraken, anyway, sounds, in my opinion, and I have heard from mothers, and I've heard from fathers, too, that it sounds like the drug. It sounds like the crack. You know, if you bend over too far, there's the crack. And, you know, there's going to be a lot of young people who are going to start referring to plumber to you know, when you see the crack, they're going to go, yeah, the Kraken. And the next thing you know, the Seattle hockey team will be known not as a proficient club, not as just as the crack you see when a guy bends over too far. And I think it's very, very unfortunate.
All right, Jeff, thank you very much for that. We'll keep abreast of your... you know, communications with the club, the fact that the Kraken is a mythic creature that is perhaps a little too violent. It also is a bad...
It reflects badly on a squeen.
It reflects badly on the squid, you mean?
If there's more than one, it's the squeen.
All right. Thanks a lot, Jeff. Thank you very much, Jeff. We do appreciate it.
Uh-huh. I'm J. Jeff Dowder. What reporter?
A game.
All right, you got your phone open, Jeff.
Oh.
Jeff Dowder, the Kraken. Yeah, and if they don't play well, kids are just going to start saying, yeah, look, there's your Kraken.
You know something? I don't know why I get out of bed for this. This okey-doke chump stuff.
The world-famous Phil Henry Show is executive produced by Phil Henry.
What are you laughing at, General?
I'm not laughing. I feel like I'm on the verge of tears here. It's produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One. Bye.
Thank you, General. See you guys, and don't forget tonight.
Tonight there's a chat, 7 p.m. at the Phil Henry Show website. 7 p.m., Phil Henry Show website.